Melanie cried a lot at the end of the film. Romantic stories always remind her of Henry, her fiancé. Henry suddenly left her last year. She still hasn't got over it. At the end of the film.
I hate those bits that you give me, they put me off.
Really?
Yeah. Wasn't it Melanie always cries a lot at the end of the film? Or is it at the end of the film
Melanie always cries
a lot at the end of the film? Romantic stories always remind her of her fiancé, Henry. Henry left. Well, he probably broke his leg or something, I've forgotten. I'm going to concentrate now.
Okay, the second one.
Alright.
Harry's grandfather has been suffering from a bad back for more than a year. A number of doctors have been recommended to him. They still haven't found a drug which will give him relief from pain. He will now have to undergo an operation for more than a year.
Oh, I see! Right. So Harry's granddad has been suffering from pains in his back for more than a year. A lot of doctors have been recommended to him. He will now have to undergo an operation.
Right. So that's how the test goes.
But those bits at the end, they're really confused.
Like, you don't want to give them to you?
I don't know, you can maybe give them to me if I... Because they're not the beginning, are they? Do you know what I mean? Do you mean, if you said Harry's grandfather, that would be easier.
Okay, well most of them are the beginning, except one or two. Okay. People often laugh themselves silly looking at his long nose. He has, however, a very handsome face. It was suggested to him that he should undergo plastic surgery. Nevertheless, hospitals frighten him tremendously. People
always laugh themselves silly at his long nose. He has, however, a very handsome face. It has been suggested to him to undergo plastic surgery. But it costs a lot of money.
The second one. Hercules is very surprised not to have won the race. He had been shaping himself up for months beforehand. He had imposed a strict diet upon himself. He regularly took heavy doses of steroids.
Hercules is very surprised not to run the race. He'd been shaping himself up for months. He'd put himself on a strict diet and took a lot of steroids.
Yesterday, the students were celebrating because they all believed they had passed their exams. Unfortunately, a few among them found out today that they had failed. There were floods of tears. Some of them will not be getting their degree.
That's cheery, isn't it? Yesterday there were lots of celebrations because all the students thought they'd passed their exams. Today they find out that some of them hadn't. There were floods of tears. Some of them won't get their degree.
Yes. Now, when Mary had taught the children a lesson, she required of them that they repeat it to her immediately. Each pupil would stand up in turn. Each would answer one question. Those who couldn't answer were punished.
When Mary had taught the children a lesson, she required of them that they went through it or something immediately. Each of them would stand up, each of them would answer a question, and those who couldn't do it were punished.
The caretaker did not call an ambulance immediately. But the accident did happen on her doorstep. A man slipped on a banana skid in the staircase. He broke his leg. The caretaker
didn't call the ambulance immediately, but the accident did happen on her doorstep. A man slipped on a banana skin and probably broke his leg like Henry.
Those small children all believe that Santa Claus exists. They write him letters, they wait for him on December 25th. One day they'll realize that they've been lied to for years. Those small children
believe in Santa Claus, believe that Santa Claus exists. They write him letters, wait for him on December 25th, and one day they'll realize they've been lied to. But that's stupid because they should wait for him on the 24th.
Depends on the
culture, isn't it? Yeah, alright.
During the night, isn't it?
Well, it put me off!
Okay, sorry. Right, to repeat the same exercises often can become boring. Our maths teacher has been giving us page 256 as an assignment for several weeks. We have done it 5 times already. We don't learn much in his class. What can become boring?
Having to do the same exercise all the time can become boring. Our maths teacher has been giving us page 256 for several weeks, and we don't learn much from it.
You know that story? Margaret was punished for having told it to us. It was, in fact, a family secret. Nobody was to say anything about it. Now it will cause a big scandal in the village. You know that story?
You know that story? Margaret wasn't supposed to say anything to us. It was a family secret. And now there'll be a big scandal because everyone in the village will know about it. Something.
Okay. They would rather share the work among themselves than all be doing the same thing. Some of them will read the papers, others will listen to the radio, yet others will write the article. They would rather share the work among themselves than...
Do everything themselves or something. Some will listen to the radio, some will read the newspapers, and some will write the article.
Mm-hmm. It makes Josephine quite sad not to know how to dance. Her friends all go dancing on Friday nights. They always have a lot of fun. She stays at home and finds it really boring. What makes Josephine quite sad?
Not knowing how to dance. Her friends all go dancing on Friday nights and they always have a lovely time. And she stays at home. Boring. Oh. Being boring. Having a boring time. Being bored.
Okay. The trees in our garden have all lost their leaves. The birds have gone south. The sky is always grey. Winter has already arrived. The trees in our garden
have lost their leaves. The sky is grey. The birds have gone south. Winter has arrived.
And
already.
The last one now. Albert does not intend to invest the money he won in the lottery. He travels a lot. He buys gifts for all his friends. He donates money to Oxfam. Albert
does not intend to invest money he won in lottery. He travels a lot. He gives presents to all his friends or something, and he donates money to Oxfam.
Thank you.